1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and Picture Disc Album, Picture Disc Vinyl. Available now at 877-616-7445. The Picture Disc is limited edition, and so it's going to go, and when it's gone, it's gone. There won't be any more. The CD, on the other hand, we do a CD every year, but this is the only year we're going to do a Picture Disc, so it is a limited edition copy. I wouldn't lie to you. The number 877-616-7445. That also, the Picture Disc comes autographed by me. So give us a call and help us help the great guys at my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Again, that number is 877-616-7445. It's the Phil Henry Show. Calista Flockhart says she's settling down with a much, much younger man, and of course that means she's adopting a baby boy. Calista Flockhart, the star of Ally McBeal, she announced Thursday that she has adopted a baby boy. The name of the baby was not released. And she went on to say, I've always wanted to adopt a child, and I'm overjoyed. The 36-year-old actress added that she still hopes to give birth someday and may adopt another child. Now, I want to be very clear here before we bring our first guest on. We're not saying that Calista Flockhart is anorexic. I know there's been a lot of people who have said that or intimated that. We are not saying that. We are bringing on Bob Green, though, who has written an interesting book called... That's great. There's our music. Sorry. Dr. Green, I got the wrong phone line. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here, Phil.
You've written a book called The Dangers of Anorexia with Dr. Philip Forman. And in this book, you talk about anorexic types. Now, we're not saying that Calista Flockhart is anorexic, correct?
No, sir. We are not saying that. And I am, however, saying that if she is, and there have been people perhaps close to her, who've intimated this. We do have news that she's passed out on the set. If she is, I don't think that she should be allowed to adopt a baby.
Why?
The why, I think, should be pretty obvious. If Calista is having a health problem, such as, you know, blacking out, you could drop the child, you could fall over, you could fall on the child. Any number of things can go wrong when a young anorexic woman becomes the mother of a child. Now, you can't stop anorexic women from giving birth, but we can stop an anorexic woman from adopting. That is something that's legally within our power. And we are working on some legislation, yes, that someday would make it illegal for an anorexic woman to give birth to a child, because we don't think that they are healthy enough to take care of that child.
I've never heard of such a thing. I mean, I've heard of people, you know, wanting to prevent the certain kinds of people from having children, but I've never heard of anyone saying because a woman has a certain illness or any human being has a certain illness, they shouldn't be allowed to have children.
Well, we are saying it, and we've got very good reasons for this. In my book, we outline something that I think is very serious, Phil, called delusional myopia.
Well, we're going to get into delusional myopia in a moment. I saw that highlighted here on your sheet. You wrote this book with Dr. Philip Forman.
Yes.
Who is a authority on anorexia?
Yes, he is.
What is your interest?
Well, my interest is simply I've been a nutritionist for a few years of my life. I've been involved in the food delivery end of the business. I've owned restaurants, and I also published a cookbook. So I do have...
So you're commenting on anorexia?
Yes, sir. So I think I do have some knowledge in that area.
And you're saying that if Calista Flockhart is anorexic, she shouldn't be allowed to adopt. All right, now let's get to the nuts and bolts. Tell us about the syndrome that's in your book.
Yeah, Phil, the syndrome we're talking about that can be triggered in anorexia is called delusional myopia. And what happens in delusional myopia is the opposite of anorexia takes place. Instead of not eating, you want to compensate. You suddenly realize that the body is starved, and you want to compensate for that. An anorexic mother with a baby, and I can tell you that this only happens in maybe one out of every 1,000 cases where there is an anorexic mother with a baby, with an infant. Where the mother sees the baby with delusional myopia, not only as just a child, but as, and this is going to shock you, and I think it's going to shock your audience.
All right. I
I mean, if you're sitting down.
I'm sitting down, sir.
Well, she sees the baby as potential food.
Oh, my God.
We have case studies.
And that she might eat the baby?
We have case studies. And
of women eating, and I'm talking about eating their own children.
Of anorexic women eating their own children, yes. This happens when the anorexic temporarily recognizes that the lack of nutrition she's getting in her life, she looks around for food, and tragically she sees a nice, plump baby sitting there.
Have there been... I am totally shocked.
It will happen.
Have there been women...
We have case studies. As I mentioned, Phil, a woman in Portland was giving her baby son... and it's in my book. She was giving the child a raspberry. I think we've all done it with an infant where you press your lips to the child's stomach and
you make noises.
You make noises. You give the kid a raspberry. I guess the taste agreed with her. I don't know. And I won't go into the rest.
So she's giving the kid a raspberry. She's just kind of going like that?
That's correct. And and also, the opposite might be true, Phil, in a person who binges only. We're talking about binging and purging.
But wait a minute. This woman, I want to go back to the lady. She was giving her kid, she's anorexic.
Yes, and she was suffering from delusional myopia.
So she ate the kid.
Yeah.
Good God, that is a nightmare.
It is a nightmare, Phil. I don't want to be sitting in my office in Pasadena and pick up a newspaper and read a headline, Calista Flockhart eats her child, and knowing that I could have done something, I didn't do anything. And I guess that's why I'm on your show today.
To warn?
To warn, absolutely. To warn anorexic women and their husbands, do not adopt, not yet, get the anorexia under control, because as crazy as this sounds, Phil, as insane as this sounds, we've got women out there eating their babies because they suddenly look to them.
Well, when you say delusional,
yeah.
Well, she sees a child there. What is she seeing?
Very tragically, Phil, she's seeing a nice, plump, chubby baby that looks pretty, you know, delicious. I don't know what she's seeing.
I mean, is she seeing a roast? Is she seeing a baby or is she seeing a roast?
The women we've talked to, she's seeing something like a tri-tip, yeah.
But a tri-tip steak is very small.
I don't know. The lady in Portland said that when she looked at her baby, she saw a seasoned tri-tip roast.
Seasoned.
With pepper, hand rubbed with pepper.
And what in point of fact was a child?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, this is grotesque. I mean...
Phil, anorexia is grotesque. And it kills a lot of women. We don't want it to start killing babies, too. There have been too many.
But we've got to be clear here. We are not saying that Calista Flockhart is anorexic.
No, we are not. I don't know. I'm saying if anybody out there knows Calista to be anorexic, please don't let her near a chubby. You know, it's tempting. I don't know, but don't let her near a child, a chubby child. It will be...
a tragedy.
Absolute tragedy, yes, sir.
We are talking with Robert Greene, who has co-authored a book on anorexia, The Dangers of Anorexia, about delusional myopia, where some women who are anorexic and have babies or adopt babies suffer from an almost reverse need to get nutrition, and they have eaten. Oh, God.
They've eaten their own kids.
Yes, sir. I...
And, Phil, it like I say, it only happens 1 in 1,000, but it is...
Now, you mentioned something about the reverse, a person who binges only.
Yeah, a person who binges only, as opposed to binging and purging, a person who just binges only can also be a candidate for this disease. Rosie O'Donnell comes to mind, and I have no idea if she binges and purges. I have no idea. All I know about Rosie O'Donnell is that she has adopted 2 children. She is heavy. I don't know. I do know that she will not allow the children to be photographed. And so I haven't. Have you seen them?
No, I haven't. She's a protective mother.
Okay. Has she eaten them? I mean, I don't know.
No, I think that is a big, big jump. Okay?
I understand that, but we haven't seen the children.
I understand that. But to make the jump, all right, we haven't seen Rosie O'Donnell's children, therefore she must have eaten them, to my way of thinking.
I gotta be on guard. I'm just, you know, should be safe, okay? Be safe, not sorry.
I got it. 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Robert Greene, who's authored the book, The Dangers of Anorexia. Calista Flockhart, who is supposedly adopting a child, he advises if, he says, and he doesn't know, but if she is suffering from any anorexia, to not adopt this child. There is a condition called delusional myopia where women who are anorexic have eaten their own children. I guess they just get hungry, according to, they suddenly realize they're hungry, and they see a, and I'm quoting directly from chapter 3 of the book, the horror of seeing a plump newborn baby and suddenly thinking that it is a pork roast, I'm sure has never occurred to any reasonable mother. But imagine yourself to be suffering from delusional myopia when suddenly your own God, I'm so frightened. When suddenly your own child brings up memories of your mother standing brings up memories of your mother standing at the back porch and yelling, come and get it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Robert Greene is with me. He's an author. Let's be very clear, Mr. Greene, that you are not a you're not a doctor, right?
No, I wrote the book Phil with Dr. Philip Foreman, who is a internist. He has been involved in oncology and nuclear science as well as surgery, so he knows his stuff. And
now, we had someone call the delusional myopia, which you say some anorexic women suffer from, which means they try to eat their own children, meaning they have a reverse of anorexia.
Yes, it's a radical reverse.
And you're saying that Calista Flockhart, if she's anorexic, shouldn't adopt because she may eat her kid.
That's correct. One day you get hungry. I mean, that's as simple as that. When you go, Jesus, I'm anorexic. God, am I hungry. And you're so hungry that the kid looks delicious. I don't know what else to...
Okay, well, somebody called and said myopia is farsightedness.
That is correct.
Well, what does that mean, then, delusional myopia?
You're looking so far away from being anorexic that you're hungry. See, you're looking way far away from the anorexic condition to actual hunger.
And that's myopia.
But you're delusional. So as you are looking past your own anorexia, you want to eat a kid. Not only are you hungry, you'll eat anything.
Well, when you say eat anything, will somebody who has delusional myopia eat a chair?
They have been known to eat wood, yeah, a bookshelf. We had a case study in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This was in 1986 when anorexia was still very new, Phil, and a young 13-year-old girl there tried to eat books. And her father was an attorney. She ate a legal brief of his.
Paper. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jennifer on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
The delusion of myopia, that's a tragic, horrible statistic, but when you say, bottom line, that somebody who's anorexic cannot adopt just because there's a 1 in 1,000 chance that they cannot adopt, where are we going to draw the line?
What are you talking about? Nobody can understand what you're saying.
You're saying that anorexic people should not be able to adopt just because of the 1 in 1,000 chance
that
they might be delusional in that aspect.
Right.
You're taking a chance. You never know who's going to make a good parent. You don't know who might be depressed.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Suicidal.
Well, do you understand her?
No, I don't.
When you say that somebody can't adopt just because they're anorexic,
if there's a chance that they're going to eat a kid, so you're going to go ahead and take that chance?
Well, you're taking many chances. That's the thing. You don't know the profile of every single person.
If Calista Flockhart eats her child, can we look you up, Jennifer, and say, well, Jennifer thought it was okay?
It's not that. It's just you're eliminating
you see what I'm saying,
the entire population or a group
of anorexic
people
women,
just because of that chance.
Of anorexic women. That's correct.
Well,
I don't want to see, until you know what I know about what was once a beautiful baby.
Right.
And now someone decides that they want to cook them.
Right.
You like that?
No.
You think that's
no.
great?
No,
well,
I don't think that's right.
Let's protect the children.
I agree.
One woman heard a phone ring and flashback to the school bell, the school lunch bell. She heard the bell going off for lunch and decided to have her kid for lunch. See, this is what we're saying. It's ugly and it's frightening.
But what if somebody adopts a child and they just so happen to be depressed or suicidal?
Jennifer, I'm the host, and I have a hard time understanding what you're saying, okay? Are you saying go ahead and take the chance?
No,
you know
not
what? You're not really
but...
saying anything, but thank you for calling. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Richard on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
I think what she was saying, Phil, is what is it fair to keep all anorexic women? Maybe not, but I don't think it's fair that children die.
All right, go ahead.
All right, my question is...
Well, we don't take questions, sir.
Some other problem
we
with,
don't take questions, sir. Do you have a comment?
Yeah.
What's your comment?
You would think that a woman would have another problem if she'd eat her child. I couldn't necessarily blame it on anorexia. You know,
It's not anorexia. It's delusional myopia.
Delusional myopia, sir, which is a opposite condition.
I don't know. It just sounds so far fetched.
Well, it's really
like there would be more existing problems in this 1 in 1,000 woman that would eat her child.
Is there a psychological dynamic going on?
No, not at all. It's just we find them otherwise to be perfectly normal women, but they have starved themselves.
Besides eating their children.
But they have starved themselves for so long that suddenly some amino acid kicks in the brain, some neurotransmitter kicks in, and they look around for something to eat. Now, when you got a kid, 8 pounds, 9 pounds, freshly born, plump, you're asking for trouble.
I just don't know if I could agree with that. It just seems
well,
so far
you don't have to agree.
I mean, in my whole life, and I haven't eaten any kids.
You've been what?
I've been skinny my whole life, and
I haven't
eaten any kids.
Are you anorexic?
No.
All right, we're talking about anorexics.
All right, sir. Well, you haven't eaten any kids may be up for question. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. Colette, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Just wanted to call and ask a quick question.
We don't really take questions on this show. Do you have a comment?
Well, I'm just somebody who's dealt with anorexia for 10 years of my life.
Are you anorexic, Colette?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, this is Bob Green. You are anorexic?
What's that?
You are anorexic.
I have, well, I guess once you are, you always are.
All right, so...
Do I deal with it anymore? I mean, I have it completely under control.
You have it under control. All right,
yes.
So are you planning on having children?
Not anytime soon.
What about this?
I would say she'd be safe if you have the condition under control. But I will tell you, Colette, if you have a baby... And this happens, and we've had people say this, they start buying onions and tomatoes and carrots because suddenly in their mind, Colette, they see the child as part of a stew. Not going, you see what I'm saying? It's crazy. You should talk to some of the people I've talked to. So they suddenly see their kid as part of an entree instead of being the kid. And one woman had to be pulled from a grocery store. She was buying carrots, onions, and peppercorn, and lentils.
She was going to roast her kid?
Stew.
All right, well, whatever, stew or kid.
That's right.
I've never, I mean, maybe it never crossed my mind.
I would say to you, you got it under control.
All
right, you got it under control, and that's good. But if you ever have a baby, and you go into a supermarket, and you say these pinto beans would go good with, yeah, okay.
All right, ma'am.
She laughs, but the horror of eating a kid cannot be understood.
Right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. And we have Robert Green with us here, who is a author of a book called The Dangers of Anorexia. And in this book, he claims a condition called delusional myopia, in which an anorexic woman suddenly reverts. So, Mr. Green, you're saying anorexics don't eat until they suffer this condition.
That is correct. Delusional myopia is when the anorexic suddenly realizes that they have been starving themselves, that they are nutritionally deprived, and that they must eat. And suddenly everything looks good to them. Now, I mentioned the instances where we had a young lady who ate her father's legal papers. There was a young woman who actually bit into the leg of a sofa. And in the cases, extreme cases of delusional myopia, very small infant children have been eaten. I'm saying if Calista Flockhart is delusional, has anorexia, she could develop delusional myopia, and she could eat this kid she's going to adopt. And I don't think anybody wants to see that. I understand she has a very successful television career.
Well, she does. She's got a career. She has a successful career with the Ally McBeal show. And
well, I don't watch the show. Is it a good show?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I understand that it's you know, a lot of people watch it.
All right. Is that the one with Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you saw what happened to him.
Yeah, I saw what happened to Robert Downey Jr. I saw that he got arrested for allegedly using drugs.
All right. Do you want to see two people drop from that show? You got one guy arrested for using drugs and the other arrested for eating a kid. I guarantee that Ally McBeal would not be able to survive that kind of publicity.
Well, I don't doubt it, and I don't know that you're going to be able, however, to keep that from happening by denying Calista Flockhart the ability to adopt a child.
I could go to a court and file papers on this condition and tell a judge it's possible.
Would you?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
You could go to a court and say, Your Honor, that it's possible Calista Flockhart will eat her kid.
I could stand before a judge and say that, yeah.
And file the necessary papers.
I could.
Well, then if you think you're going to save a life, I would suggest you do that. I would, however, hasten to add that making comments that Rosie O'Donnell could be bulimic and therefore she might have eaten her kids.
Well, I mean, the point is Rosie O'Donnell is heavy. No one's seen her children. And
so there's a possibility she ate both of her kids.
Well, did she eat them or where'd she put them? Jesus Christ, she's got two kids that nobody's ever seen. Either she ate them or she hid them.
Well, maybe she hit him. It doesn't mean she ate them.
You take a look at her. You tell me.
No, no. I don't think she ate him. I don't think she's that fat.
Okay,
well.
Well, it's your opinion.
That is my opinion. Sharon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe that anorexic mothers should have a chance of having children because the likelihood for children being eaten by their mothers is much less than the likelihood of being molested from a sick man like your caller is.
Oh, you think I molest children?
You know, you're just off the beat.
You know, you're not a doctor. You don't understand.
Can you elaborate on the telephone?
Yes.
How they steward child?
I will elaborate if you'll keep your voice down. If you'd like to keep your voice down.
All right, keep your... All right, do you want to hear the man or do you want to talk, lady? Do you want to hear the man or do you want to talk?
I said what I have to say.
Well, lady, I will tell you this much. You don't come from this country. You come from some part of Europe, correct?
No, she hung up. Okay.
No, I'm here.
All right.
And yes, that's right.
I hate to break the news.
And we don't eat our children.
Bull crap. You ate your kids in World War II when there wasn't enough to eat. Yeah, you stewed children in Poland. They stewed children in Poland.
Your ancestors brought
them
down.
They stewed children in Poland, and if you happen to be Eastern European, which I think you are, they ate kids at a record-breaking clip over there.
You know, you're very well educated about who eats children.
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I am. Because I've seen it happen.
Very sick you are.
I've seen it happen. Let me ask you a question.
And you have angels being on
this indicting me. You've been indicting me. How many of your kids have you eaten? Yeah, you don't want to answer that one, do you? Let me tell you something.
That's so absolute
Let
of
me
a
tell
question.
You
Why would I call in to complain if I eat my own?
Because you want to get them off the track. You want to get the cops off your scent.
Oh, you are so demented.
No,
you
I'm not demented.
You need
no, first of all, listen, Miss Poland.
And you know what, to the host,
listen, Miss Poland,
you are rather
I would like you to say this.
I would like to say to Miss Poland
to
there.
I'm talking to the host.
Well,
right
I'm talking
now.
To you.
And I
okay?
have
and I've seen the way they slaughter hogs in Poland.
Callers,
and if you treat your children the
you
same way
reason?
That you treat those hogs, then you're going to be eating kids. Do the names Hansel and Gretel mean anything to you?
I have to say.
Yeah,
I've
okay.
Seen
she, wants to, she doesn't
I've
even want to talk
seen.
About it. Hansel and Gretel. Hansel and Gretel. Hello?
She's gone. All right. So what was that all about?
Well, that's some kraut, or a, excuse me, German, or a Polish deal. And you know that after World War II, they were stewing kids.
All right. I don't know that, okay?
Well, she's calling me a child molester. I think that woman, Sharon, has got, I think she's got a kid in Tupperware in her icebox. What do you think of that?
I look it. There's no way of knowing whether this condition that you are talking about is prevalent enough to actually strike somebody calling the show. I think that it would be nice. New Haven on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I just think this whole thing's sensationalism. I don't see how you can make broad statements how, you know, there's thousands of people out there with anorexia.
No,
that
I said
none
one
of them are
going
to be qualified to have children. It's
one
the same
in a
thing
thousand.
As saying obese women should not be able to adopt children because they might be able to roll over on them and smother them. Sure, that's happened
yeah, that's
before,
true.
Too.
That's true.
So you're making this a broad statement. And, you know, you're talking about Rosie O'Donnell. I'm not a fan of Rosie O'Donnell. But, I mean, that's childish sensationalism.
So let me ask you a question, sir. Where are Rosie O'Donnell's children, okay? And
well,
if she is bulimic, we
don't worry about that. I
will ask you this much.
She can hide her children. She can hide her children. And what qualifies you to do this kind of... You're trying to make a buck with you. You're a restaurateur. You said you owned restaurants?
That's right. Are you own restaurants and you cook. What gives you the authority?
Are you turning on me too, Mr. Hendry?
I'm not turning on you, but what gives you the authority to write a book about anorexia?
I'm interested in food and why people would avoid it.
You're interested in food. Now, this so-called, this doctor intern, he's an intern that studied surgery.
No, sir. No, he's an internist. Internist. Hello? Internist.
Okay.
That's number two.
Number three, there's also hundreds of thousands of interns. Internist doesn't mean he knows anything.
I have the right to ask the question, where are Rosie O'Donnell's kids? And yes, I do have the right to ask, has she eaten them? But you think that's funny that children die.
No, I absolutely don't. Here's
well,
another broad statement.
About that?
I mean, I got.
Look at. Let me jump in. Are you gonna?
Walker Bush has got two kids. I haven't seen them either.
Who?
So what do you think, George Walker Bush? And
his kids were out on the camp.
I don't think he's eating.
His kids were out on the campaign trail with him. Are you watching the news at night? Come on.
I don't
nuts.
Have anything more to say, but you're just.
You know, you're
to
nuts.
Say,
well, look.
All right.
Because we haven't seen Rosie O'Donnell's kids, I can think. Doesn't mean she's eaten her children.
I am saying statistically, which both of you gentlemen don't want to hear me. Statistically, an overweight woman in showbiz who adopts may have eaten her kids. I'm saying may.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Julie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to say I think your guest is just totally crazy. I actually thought that this was a joke when I began to listen to it because what he's saying is absolutely
absurd. Well, I mean,
I'll
buy what you're saying, Mr. Green, but the Rosie O'Donnell ate her kids.
All right, maybe she didn't eat her kids.
It's an absurd and insulting thing to say just
why?
Because you haven't seen her children that she could have eaten them.
Let
I mean,
me ask
that's
you
ridiculous.
Question. Let me ask you this, ma'am. You have Calista Flockhart, who I'm sure you're familiar with from the television show.
Yes.
There are those who say she may be anorexic. I don't know. It is the opinion of some. Do you really want to take the chance that she adopts a child and puts that kid in a stewing pot before he even gets home?
Again,
no? Okay,
I cannot believe anything you're saying is actually based
wait.
On scientific fact at all.
Dr.
And I
Philip
think the
Foreman.
Doctor you're working with must be a total crackpot. And this, I think what you're talking about is just anecdotal stories. It is not science.
Okay.
It's absurd. And there are definitely
anecdotal?
People...
No, this is case studies. Where the woman in Portland was using a meat tenderizer instead of baby powder for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. So this was premeditated. And
wait. She's powdering the kid down with meat tenderizer.
Yes. Now, you guys can laugh and you can say it's crazy. But
well,
I'll tell
you what?
This...
There are definitely people who abuse their children, and it is a terrible thing that happens. But to say it's because they're anorexic and they have
greater
likelihood
of abuse. Well, ma'am, I wouldn't say that spreading meat tenderizer in a kid is necessarily abusive.
book to eat your child is obviously
eating your
abusive.
Child is, yes, eating your child is abusive.
Well, wait a minute. If I walk into a home and a woman is sprinkling salt and pepper on a kid, I think there's something wrong there.
Are you willing to say that?
Yes, I'm willing to say that.
Then why are you people putting me down for saying that Calista Flockhart is skinny enough to get hungry enough one day to eat her kid?
Because it's
there's
just...
There's no scientific fact to allow you to say that. It's an absurd thing to say.
All right, well, Julie, your car phone's going, ma'am. I'm going to put you on hold because the car phone is crapping out. Our number 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if we have time to take another phone call or not, but I do want to warn you, Dr. Green, you are not to say anything on this radio show that is going to indicate in any way, shape, or form that Calista Flockhart is going to eat a kid. Are you understanding that?
I never said she was going to eat a kid. I said she might if she got hungry enough. What, are you going to sue me for that?
Can we sue him for that?
Yeah.
No, I guess not.
And I also say that if she puts a baby in a roasting pan instead of a bassinet, don't come crying to me.
Yeah, that's what I'll do, man. I'll get on the phone, I'll call you up, and I'll come crying to you that Calista Flockhart put her kid in a roasting pan. What do you take me for?
Well, I thought this was an intelligent show, but I've been treated rudely. I've been abused. I walked in, I saw what I saw. I wrestled the pepper shaker out of the person's hands.
Yeah, I saw that in your book. You wrestled the pepper shaker out of a man's hands in a restaurant because you thought he was going to start seasoning his newborn baby sitting next to him.
That's right.
Did he?
No, because I got the pepper shaker.
All right, well, good luck. I hope you sell the book. Have you sold any?
I don't know yet. I got to go up front and see.
What, are you in the bookstore right now?
I'm in my house. I'm selling them out of the living room.
All right, thank you. This freaking doctor he's working with is out of his mind. And what is this stuff about if you see him sprinkling him with meat tenderizer? All right, 1-800-4... I'd just like Calista Flockhart and her people to know, we don't think for 1 minute you would eat your son, but please, if you want to eat your son, please call this show, and we'll get food there or whatever you need. I am offering my services, and I'd like to just let you know I'm offering my services... that we'll send down chicken or whatever. What have we got, Melissa? We got a phone number? We'll send some chicken down. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Nice going, man. Is that it? Thank you very much, Jeff. It just ran. It just cue me before it runs out. And anyway, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So eating your kid, huh? That's the more I think about that, it still don't make no sense. But, you know, think about it, and it still won't make any sense. No, the fact is, you get hungry enough, I guess you'll eat anything, because those guys on top of the Andes proved it. Those guys that crashed in the plane... So why wouldn't an anorexic woman eat a kid? Yeah, okay. If it happens, just remember these two words. Donner Party of Two. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We don't have any time to take any phone calls. I did want to, and I don't have any time to comment on the Shaq Kobe thing, which has consumed the city of Los Angeles, that Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant are at odds and that they are feuding and that they may never speak again, and then that might mean that the team is in disarray. It must be a sign of my advancing years, or it must be a sign of just the fact that I delight in turmoil, that this is fun for me, watching that team disintegrate. Why? There was a time when I was such a Laker fan. I was such a stone Laker fan. I had season seats, man. I had season tickets during the 83-84 season and the 84-85 season when they first lost to the Celtics in 84, then beat them on the parquet floor in 85 at Boston Garden, which, if you're a Laker fan, Jeff, my engineer, is from Boston, you have to understand. It was a wonderful thing to see. And now I don't care. And somebody said to me, why? I said, well, because I was out of town for 6 years, and this new crop of guys, you know, it's boring. You know, they had a homegrown coach in Riley, and now they got Phil Jackson. They bring in the hired gun, and they're bringing in they brought in Kareem. He was a hired gun from Milwaukee, and Shaq I love, but this whole thing about Kobe don't want to turn his game down because he don't want, because he doesn't want to win any more championships at the expenses of the MVP trophy is bullcrap.
My point is that I just spent an hour on the freeway going 5 miles because somebody was driving right behind the guy in front of him while it was raining. That is just the worst advice I have ever heard. In going through an intersection at 55 miles an hour, it's nuts.
How do you know it caused the accident? Excuse me. Did you get out and talk to the investigating officer?
No, I have been on these. Are you from California?
Ma'am, I live in Hawthorne, California. Yes, ma'am.
And do you drive through intersections at 60 miles an hour?
You got to do it. If you go through, you want to get through that water, right? Or do you want to be stranded in the intersection?
I think
just
you ought to turn your
like
car around if it's that severe and not go through the intersection.
I'm worried about people
going to be listening to you and actually follow your advice.
Well,
that's
We want them to. And you especially, Cindy.
No, nobody wants to follow
like
your advice.
Are you a mother?
I just cannot believe you're giving that advice. That is why there are so many accidents on the freeway when it rains.
You don't know what caused that accident on the freeway.
Well, you explain to me why there are so many accidents on the freeway when it rains. Please explain that to me.
Because nobody oils their tires.
That's why.
Okay? That's because if you start oiling your tires, you'll be a lot safer than the guy ahead of you.
Everybody oiled their tires and tailgated each other on the freeway when it was raining.
Yes.
There would be no accidents.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Well,
you shouldn't be on the radio.
Well, let me ask you this. If they're not doing it right
now, that's all I can say.
Now,
you know what?
Right
the first guy was
and
right, you're
more. Well, lady, I would like to see you hit an intersection with 3 feet of water in it.
You know what? I can't talk to you anymore. I've never listened to the show before, but I'm totally appalled. I can't even believe you're given air time.
Go out there tomorrow and die.
That blows my mind. And you're not even a real police officer, are you?
You go out there and die. I'm an auxiliary police officer.
Yeah, what is an auxiliary police officer?
I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are duly sworn. We are identified as such, and we do assist in emergency situations.
So, are you a police officer or are you a citizen?
I am auxiliary police officer. We have 2 substations.
Do you get paid?
Do I get paid?
Yes.
Ma'am, I am here for the safety of you.
Do you get paid money to be a police officer?
We have a fundraiser.
That's a yes or no question, please.
Okay, we have a fundraiser.
That is a yes or no question. Do you get an hourly wage to be a police officer? Are you an official police officer?
What exactly is your question?
Yeah, I think I made my point.
No, you didn't make any point. What's your question?
Yeah, actually, I think I did. You're too stupid to see it.
Okay, you go up tomorrow.
Okay, thanks
both
for the airtime. I got to go.
We'll see you die tomorrow. We'll pick you up.
All right. Yeah, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
She'll be in a body bag.
Whatever the laws of any state are, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
That was horrible.
It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, rangers, or
the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage stand preserved our state law.
I think that's terrible. You don't have to hum along with it. The thing that I want to do...
No, could you hold on for a minute?
What? What are you doing?
That's taps for Cindy.
Okay, Cindy, you're going to be fine.
You're going to die.
You're going to be fine.
Phil Henry.